Well, about 10 years ago, Tori Spear and her mother came up and had the idea of maybe doing something for Darlene. And it was mentioned maybe College Avenue or something like that. And we kind of just piggybacked on that when we knew we were going to honor Darlene this year at Rhubarb Fest. So we thought the best place for that would be where the festival started, which was the House of Burgess in that intersection.
Do you want to describe, I'll show the picture to our listening audience, through our social media, but do you want to kind of describe the color scheme and how it kind of stands out?
Well, we wanted to go something close to what rhubarb is, and that was the closest color we could pick, which was pink. So it's Darlene Johnson Rhubarb Way, and it's a commemorative sign. It's not the official street name or anything like that, but it will be up there for as long as we want it to be.
And one of her family members was here today, and her son, Steve Johnson, speaking from the heart about what the city's commitment to the festival means. What's your reaction when you hear something like that?
Well, we need to first thank the Johnson family, especially Darlene, for having this foresight of having this festival, and just for the city to help out and to promote not only, you know, something that's really fun and enjoyable for people, but also, you know, something that deals with our town and what our town should be known for.